And that specific indicated way for New Testament Christians is discerning the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, understanding, as we sang a moment ago, about the old rugged cross and what it means to us. Not going about it in a frivolous or light way, which would make us observe it unworthily. But so let him eat, and so let him drink of the elements of the Lord's Supper. Don't you sort of get the idea from these passages that there is a way, there is a specific way to worship God? That there is an indicated way to walk and to live for God, the other passages that we noticed earlier, and now there is a specific way to worship God in that spirit, in truth. We mentioned it in our prayer. You're familiar with it in the passages of the Bible. Let us so worship, so speak, so give, so eat as we worship God according to his will. There's another area where this little word so is used in what I think a bit of an unusual way, at least to get our attention. And that has to do with the second coming of Christ. In Matthew 24, verses 27 and 37, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He uses three figures of speech in these verses, or at least refers to times and figures that help us understand what he's talking about. The lightning that just slices so suddenly. What happened in the days of Noah, the flood came when the people seemingly least expected it. And the idea of the thief in the night, coming when we're not really expecting or not prepared and not ready. And he says, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Not just the fact that he's coming, but there is a way, an indicated way in which he is coming. And by the way, even in Acts 1:11, when Jesus ascended back to heaven, you remember that they said, he shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. At least four passages here use that little word so to indicate that the Lord's return is going to be in an indicated way. The suddenness of it and the certainty of it are both emphasized in these passages. Oh, that little word so is a small word, two letters. But let me tell you, when you put it in the proper place, it carries a wallop. God so clothes the grass of the field. God so loves the world. We are to so walk and so shine. We are to so worship. I want to sum up the lesson by reading a part of a poem by William Cullen Bryant from Thanatopsis, and then use a verse that uses the word so in a little bit different way, but I think makes the point. In Thanatopsis, Bryant said, so live, that when thy summons come to join the innumerable caravan which moves to that mysterious realm, where each shall take his chamber in the silent halls of death, thou go not like the quarry slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust. Approach thy grave like one who wraps the drapery of his couch about him and lies down to present grief. Bryant in Thanatopsis was really saying in that section, so live, that when death comes, you're ready for heaven. The right way, so live. And then in Psalm 107, verse 2, the psalmist said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, as I said, the word so is used in a little bit different way here, but I use this passage to extend the invitation of Christ tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord not just say, but say so. And that's in a setting of talking about Thanksgiving. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If we're redeemed, we ought to say so. If we appreciate what God did for us, we ought to say so. If we really believe that there is a special walk for the Christian and a right way to worship and serve him, to so live that we can die and go to heaven, we ought to say so, not only with our words of mouth, but by our words of action. Some of you need to say so by coming to put your Lord on in baptism tonight. Some may need to say so by being restored. And all of us need to say so by so living and letting our light so shine that Christ can be seen in us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you need to say so by action, come as together we stand and sing.